weiter in Shas. We are in. Let's talk about some cash money. Here we go. How much can a sella be missing? And there won't be an iser of ona'a. Rashi says, what is it much going to be missing? We know that the coins were made out of silver or whatever the material was. And after it goes and it's used and used and used, it kind of starts to lose part of its value because it goes down. So how much can it be missing? And it will be, it will still not be, won't be a problem of ona anymore. It won't be an issue of ona. Meir Omer arba isarus. It could be missing 4 iser per sella. Maybe it's good to write this down. You know, pause and write. A sella equals 2 shekel. A shekel is 2 dinar. A dinar is 6 ma'a. A ma'a is 2 punyuns, and a punyun is 2 iser. All right, so now what it says is that Ramirez says 4 iser per sella. As long as it could be missing up until that amount. And Rashi says it's dalet iser lisella. Iser ladiner, which comes out to an iser for a dinner, right? 1 iser per dinner, which Rashi says, Vu echad mi chaf dalid bo, it comes out to 1/24. Now, do the math. Rashi spells it out, but we spoke it already. Rabbi Huda Omer Arba Pundionos. It's whereas Rabbi Meir said that Arba Isser, which is Isser Ladiner, Rabbi Huda says Arba Pundionos Persela, which is comes out to a Pundion Ladiner, as opposed to an Isser Ladiner, a Pundion Ladiner, which is 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Omer says, beep, turn the page. Shimon Pinyonos, 8 Pinyonos per sella. Shnei Pinyonim Ladina, which comes out to 2 Pinyonos per Dina, which is 1/6. Ad Masai Mutter Lachser, until when is it Mutter for the one who got messed over to return the coin and say that it wasn't good because the stuff came off of it? Bakrachim Ad Kedesh Yar L'Shulchani, in the big cities until there's enough time for him to show to a money changer. Bakfarim in the villages Ad Arvi Shabbosos, then because there's no money changers there, they have until the next Shabbos. Says Rashi, Bakfarim Shalim Shulchani Ad Arvi Shabbosos Shabbat Lotzia Be'erv Shabbos Osuda Shabbos Az Yeda Im Yuchal Lotzia Vikablua Mimenu. That's when you'll find out if it's actually usable, right? Basically Friday, when all the shopping goes down, they're going to try using it, and they're not going to accept it, so you're going to know that it doesn't work. Imaya Makiru, the one who gave the coin, Vimaya Rasha Nosein Makira, I'm sorry, Nosein Makira, he recognizes it, Afilu La'achir Shnemas HaChodesh Mekabla Menu. If you still recognize that same coin, then even after 12 months, Rashi says, B'gamar Parech Ha'amert Ad Arbe Shabbosos. You said until Erev Shabbos, now you're giving it 12 months, like what's going on over here? It kind of goes against what we just said. Anyway, so he says, Afilu La'achir Shnemas HaChodesh Mekabla Menu. You have to accept it, Ve'enu Alav Ela Taromes, and all he has against him is that he can complain. Rashi says, but first, Gemara, we're going to see exactly who's complaining about who. You could use it, this coin that's gone down, you know, that it's really considered an issue of an Onah coin. It could be used for Meiser Sheni, and we are not worried. If you're not going to carry all this stuff to Yerushalayim, you want to be put the stuff onto the coin and then bring that up to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to do such a thing. Sheinu Ela Nefesh Ra, because it's only a Nefesh Ra to refuse it. Rashi says, what does that mean? Nefesh Ra means, midazu shall posle matbea b'shvil cheson mat ela nefesh ra. L'fisha eno midazu shall posle matbea b'shvil cheson mat ela nefesh ra. Only person is like a bad like type of behavior. You don't like this. Not a great type of guy who's going to behave in such a way. Now, in the Mishnah, it says, until when can it go down that it's going to be an issue of ona'a? What does that imply? That the coins that have gone down to the exact amount that it said over here are still able to be used. Or a minu, but we have a price that seems to say not like that. Ad kamatei sel chasera, v'yaba ona'a. How much can a sell be missing for there to be able to be ona'a? As soon as the coins have gone down to the amount, and therefore they're not able to be used anymore. So, which one is it? That it it is called Ona when it hits that point, or it's not called Ona. Let's go past that. I'm Rapapa Lokasha. Tani Didana Mishnah Kachashiv Mimata Lamala. It's starting from coins with only little amount of erosion, and considering those with levels that go up in the amount of that, it's becoming more and more eroded. Tana Brava, the other Brisa. It's starting from the coins that are beyond the limit and going to coins that are actually going to be okay. And so both the Mishnah and the Braisa agree that coins that get to the exact amount are levels given by them are going to be no good. Now, we saw in the Mishnah earlier that shtus 1/6 is the amount that's considered onah for overpaying or underpaying. And when it comes to coins, our Mishnah says different things. So now, my shnab is sella the pligi. Why is it the argument when it comes to sella? Well, my shnab is talis lo pligi, but they don't argue when it comes to the talis, to, you know, clothing that's being sold, about what's considered the issue. Amarava, mantan a talis. Who's the one who taught the talis? Rabbi Shimoni. It's Rabbi Shimon who says a sella, who holds in reference to a sella, that it, the ikker is, Rashi says, the gabi sella is le shtus. Has this this issue of shtus, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would argue on that. According to them, it would be 1/24th or 1/12th. So there actually is no difference. It's just somebody else. Abaya Merabai says differently, right? So just Rav just says that the Tana of there is Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to our Tana of here, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would talk to argue. Abaya Amar, he says no, there's a difference between a coat that's too much, a talis that's too much, and a coin that's no good. Talis ad shtus machilinish. When it comes to buying the clothing, when it's up until a shtus, until a sixth, a person is willing to, you know, be mochel. He's okay with it. Damer inshik, because people say, ashik legabach, overpay for your back, v'shave lekresich, but pay only what it's worth for your stomach. In other words, buying clothing, which you have to wear clothing, then buy even the more expensive, but now when it comes to food, don't pay too much. Rashi says, l'malchalcha lo tikne ele b'shavach, only the value that is. Sela, in reference to a sela, kevin de lo sagile, lo machel. When it comes to a sella, the coin, since it's not something which is going to be able to be used if it's no longer good, ashinu yotzi b'otza, then lo machel, one's not going to be mochel, even if it's less than a sixth that goes down. So therefore, B'meir would agree that buying, you know, merchandise, then the onah is going to be a sixth. But for coins, even if it's 1/24th, which is much less than that, is going to be already a problem. Gufa zog the heilige Gemara ad kamatei asel chaser veheba ona. How much must the sella be missing for them to be ona? Meir Omer Arba Yisarus 4 iser per sella iser ladina, which is an iser per dina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer dala punyonos punyon ladina, which is a punyon per dina. Rabbi Shimon Omer shmoda punyonos shtei punyon ladina yasa al kain mocha b'shavi sells it for what it's worth. Okay, that's our gufa. Now, we know that you have certain things in your house you have to get rid of. So, ad kama tifaches v'ei rasha lekaima. How much can it go down a value and you can still keep it in your house? Besela ad shekel, when there's a sela until it's worn down to the value of a shekel, which is half of a sela. Bedina ad rova, with a dinar until a quarter. And pachas mikain iser aser. If an iser is less, if it's an iser less than that, pachas mikain iser aser, then it's going to be then it's prohibited. And we're going to, Rashi says, we got to explain what that means. The come in mafarish. Hare ze loyim karenu, one's not able to sell it. I mean, this coin that went down to this point, you can't hold on to it, even for what it is. Lo letagav, lo lecharam, lo leharug, you can't sell it to a merchant or to a charam, is a, Rashi says, adam anus, a person who's an extortionist. And not to a lo leharug, it's a rosech, not to a murderer. Nation maramim ba, is a charam, because they use it in order to mess over other people. So you can't go and use that. Rashi says, "Umiyira yikablua miyadam biyafa." So what are you supposed to do? Ela yikvena, make a hole in it. Make a hole in this coin now. Vietlana b'tzavra b'no, and hang it on the the neck of your son, or b'tzavra bito. You know, make it like a necklace for your son or for your daughter, but you're not allowed to go ahead and still be using this and circulating this. Now, Amar Mar, Besela ad shekel b'dinah ad rova. We said that with the sella until a shekel and dinah until a quarter. Ma ishna besela ad shekel. Why is it that a sella? Why is it that a sella is until
Vesela ad, one second, Vesela ad shekel. Right, half of it's a shekel, which is half. When I stop at dinner, I drove it, that's to get to a quarter. Amar Abaye, my rova de katani nami, rova shekel. What does it mean when it says a quarter? It means half of a dinner, because it's called a quarter relative to a shekel, and it means a quarter of a shekel, not the quarter of a dinar. Right? A dinar is half of a shekel, and half a dinar is therefore a quarter of a shekel. So with the dinar, also the Braisa asks to hold on to the coin once it's been worn down to less than half of its original weight. Amar Rava, they can have, because I'm implying this, the Katani Rova, Velo Katani Revia. It says a quarter, it doesn't say a fourth. Shma Mina, so we learn from here that it's a quarter of a shekel, or it's coming out as half of a dinar. Why does the Braisa talk about a dinar in reference to a shekel? Right? Instead of saying that a dinar is good until it's below the weight of a quarter shekel, it could say that it's good until it's reduced below half a dinar. And for the Gemara, Milsa Agavorcha Gemara, let's come and teach you another thing. The Ika dinar da ase mis shekel, there's a dinar that comes from a shekel. One shekel we know equals two dinar. So if a shekel goes down in its way to the of one dinar, it can be used as a dinar. Says the Gemara, Misayli the Ravami, this backs up Ravami, the Ravami, dinar haba mi shekel. A dinar comes from a shekel, mutar lekama, you can uphold, you can keep it. Dinar haba mi sela, if a dinar comes from a sela, also lekama, you're not allowed to hold on to it. The reason is because of the shape of it. A sela was wide and thick, and if it goes down to the state of a dinar, it can't be used as a dinar, even though that's what it's at, because its shape are going to cause people to think that it contains at least a shekel worth of silver, which is twice what it's actually valued at. So therefore, you can't hold on to it anymore. Now, when we said earlier, pachas mikan iser aser, if it's an iser less than that, it's going to be aser. My karm, what does it mean? This is what it means to say. Pachsa sela yotze migdeo na iser. If a sela goes down by an iser more than the limit of ona, then aser, it's going to be aser to use at its value. Amale Rava, so Rava says, Yahi, if it's true that we're talking about a coin that went beyond its limit, afilu mashinami, even if it's just a tiny bit, right? Even if it just went more than its limit, it also can't be used. So Ella, Amale Rava says, Pachsa sela iser ledinar, if a sela became no good by an iser per dinar, meaning the amount that's necessary for it to be ona, also it's going to be also to use it itself. Usama Kirby Meir, and this Stam Din is going in line with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had mentioned that the limit for ona'a is an iser per dinar. Right, so this Bryce is saying a sela became no good by an iser per dinar, can't be used at its value, is working within the world of Rabbi Meir. Tinana sam. We learned in a mission over there, a sela shenifsa, a sela that's no longer good. How is it no longer good? The government decided that it's no good, or it's too eroded. Viskinishe shokel ba mishkalos, and one used it as weights to weigh things, right? So he's using it as, you know, his scales, using it for scales. Then tamea, it's now able to be, it can be mekabel tuma. This is something which now can become mekabel tuma. Rashi says that mekabelis tuma me'ata sherei also clean. Now he made it into a kli, it's no longer a coin. I'd come to Fachas Vehrashel Lekaima, up until what level can it go down and still be, you're allowed to hold on to it? Leselish Nidarm, for a sell up to two dinar, Pachos Mikain Yakuts, if it's less than that, he has to cut it, he has to destroy it. Rashi says, Yichatchenu Lashnaim, Dalsila Fuka Beshekel, because people are going to think that it's Shekel. Yasa Al Kain Mai, what is the din for more than this? Meaning if the Sela coin was bigger than two dinar. Amar Avhuna, Pachos Mikain Yakuts, if it's less than this, he has to cut it. Yasser al-Kin Yakuts, and if it's more than this, he has to cut it. Rav Huna says that when it says less than this, it means two things. I don't care if it's less than a shekel, that means that the erosion has been greater than that of a shekel, or whether it's less than it, if the eroded coin is less than a shekel, or whether the erosion is less than a shekel, the coin has to be destroyed. Because a sela coin that went until it was smaller than a shekel can be misunderstood as a shekel, but a sela coin that's bigger than a shekel can be misunderstood as a sela. Ami amar pachos mikin yakus, if it's less than this, he has to cut it up. Yasa ken yikayim, but if it's more, then you can uphold it. He says that a coin, an eroded sela that's bigger than a shekel, can't be misunderstood for a sella, and therefore you can hold on to it. Rashi says, "Delegabe sella minkra pchisasa v'lo machlifa b'sella," because in reference to a sella, it's recognizable it's going down; it won't be switched with a sella. Frak the Gemara, "May seve." They frak the Gemara, "Kasha yosakin rachel b'shavio." If it's more than this, he sells it for its worth. My lav shapachsi yosam gzeil nasa. Doesn't this mean that the coin went down? It eroded. It faded. It got rubbed out more than its limit for ona, and therefore it should be sold at its worth. So a coin can be kept. He's saying it can't. It's more low. It's not what it means. Yesera da kati lo pachsa b'kidei onasa. More means that the coin weighs more. It has not yet been rubbed away to its limit of ona. Mocha b'shavi, then he sells it for its value. May svei frak the Gemara. Ad kama ti pachas svei rasha l'kaim. Until how much can a coin be reduced and still you're allowed to hold on to it? B'sela ad shekel. The sell until it's worn down to be a shekel. My lav the pachas porta porta. Aren't we talking about a case that it eroded a little bit at a time? And still the Bryce is telling us that you could hold on to it until it becomes worth a shekel, which goes against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says it's also to hold on to it even before it reaches a shekel. Frak the Gemara lo. The nafil of ifchus b'chadazino. We're talking about a case where it fell into the fire and it got reduced all in one time to the size of a shekel. Amar mar zog de gemura. We're talking about a case where this coin is no longer good, so they do make a hole in it and hang it over your kid. Remini, but second, we know that it says lo yasenu mishka bin mishka losav. You should not make it this coin that went beyond its limit. Don't make it into a weight for your weights. For lo yizrkenu bin grutosav. Don't throw it amongst your silver, your stuff. Rashi says, "Shivrei kli kasav, your broken pieces." Ve'lo yigvenu v'yitlenu b'tzavre b'no b'tzavre b'itah, and don't go and hang it over their necks. Ella o yischok o yitoch o yakutz, you should grind it up or melt it down or cut it up. O yolach liam melech or chuck into yam melech. So you see, if you're not allowed to go and put it on as a necklace. Remember Lazar. Remember Rav Rebbe Duna. Remember Lazar. That let's try again. Amr Rebbe Lazar. Ve'amri la Rav Huna Amr Rebbe Lazar. Lo kasha kan beemsa. Here the Bryce is talking about to make the hole. It's somewhere right in the middle. Kan beemsa. The other one says not to do it. It's saying don't make it on the side. So you're allowed to do it as long as it's in the middle. Next, admasai motelaxi. Until when is it permitted to return the coins that are no good? But krachamachiyar l'shulchanim. When you're doing the big village, big cities, you go until you can show it to the money changer. But far macharbi shabasos. Until Erev Shabbos, when you go to find out, because no shulchani over there, Maishna b'sela d'mafik. Why is it that when it comes to a sela, the Mishnah is making a distinction between a village and a city, Maishna b'talas lo mafik. When it comes to a talas, it doesn't make any distinction between them, because we saw the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesem Abayis allows someone who's a wronged buyer the time needed to check to obey a tagger or a karov in order to make sure that it's ona. It doesn't say whether it's the cities or the villages. Amar Abai ki tanan nami masisa b'talas v'kachem in tanan. What we learned in the Mishnah about the talis is also talking about the big cities. And in Echinami, if you'd be in the kfar, you'd have longer time. Rava Amar, there is no difference about the cloak in the big cities and small ones. Talis, kolinish, kim lebegava, a talis, every person knows about, and therefore even the kfar guy is going to find an expert to show it to. People know about that. Sela, when it comes to a sela, given the lav kolinish, Kim le begava el shulchani. Since no one but a money changer, he knows things about it. Hilchach b'krachem the dirk shulchani. Atcher le shulchani b'kfarim the leka shulchani. Adar b'shabosos the selka and the shulka. Next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah. V'mayom akira afil la'achish ne'masar chodesh. And if you recognize that coin itself, then even after 12 months, you should accept it and take it from him. Heicha, where? What is he talking about? Ibik Rachim, talking about the big cities. Hamartha Shirin Shulchani. Ibik Farim, Hamartha Darvi Shabbosos. Hamartha Chista, Midas Chasidish and Akan. This teaching us a den of Midas Chasidish, Rosh Hashvachi Gamar. Im Chasid, Imakablan. Like, if you're a Chasid, then you should go and Makabal it, even if it's beyond that. Iachi, Imisefa, what about the Seifa? Ain lo alav el Tarumas. All he has on him is a Tarumas that he can complain. Laman, who are we talking about? Ila Chasid, if you're talking about the Chasid, the Mishnah means that the Chasid can complain against the person who returned it. Lo Kabul Kabalimine, then let him don't accept it back from him, and then don't have any tainas on him. Just don't accept it. If you say, rather, it's talking about the person who he accepted it from, well, the boss of the Makabine, once he accepted it from him, but he's going to have a complaint against him, it doesn't make any sense. Hachikam, this is what it means. A chassid will accept the coin back after the time, even though he is doesn't have to. Ha'acher, but when you're talking about somebody else who's not a chassid and he doesn't want to accept the coin once it's past the time, even though he doesn't accept it from him, ein lo elav el aromis, el taromis, the recipient has nothing against him but a complaint. It's the person's own fault because he didn't return the coin within the timeline, and therefore the only person he can blame is himself. So you have no legal recourse to go against this guy. Next on the Mishnah, you sell it, use it for my Sushani, even though this coin is all way, well, you know, worn down, you're not worried. She'eino ela nefesh ra, it's a nefesh ra, someone doesn't accept this coin. I'm Rav Papa, Shmami, no, Haiman, Damoka, Mazuzi, whoever is stubborn about taking coins that are no good. Like, for example, let's say, says Rashi, that Maimiratsomi Lakablam, because most of them pagan some sort of issue in it, Mikri Nefesh Ra. That person is called a Nefesh Ra, Vahani Mili Hudasagilu. And this is only true if the money could still be used, but maybe it'll be hard to be used, but it still can be used. Messiah Le Lechitzke, this Mishnah, which says that a coin that's no good, that gets to Onah, can be used for my Sesheni, it backs up Chizkiah, Dharma Chizkiah, Bala Proto, if someone came to Leporta, he wants to change this no good seller coin into smaller coins, he wants to get change for it, Porta Beshavi, he changes it according to its actual value. If he gives it to someone else, asks him to give it change, you can't trick that person by showing the coin like it's good. Bala Chalala, when it comes to be mechalit, mechalit b'yafa, then he's mechalit on like its face value as if it was really a good coin. My kamar, what's it saying? Hachi kamar. Afal pi kishabal leporta, porta b'shavya, even though when he's coming to go ahead and to make change of it, he does it according to his value. Kishu mechalit, when he's giving mechalit, mechalit b'yafa, he does it at its face value like it was really a good coin. Lamer to suffer chizkiah, do you want to say that chizkiah is saying that one can use a not good coin at its full value? And he's saying the mezal zelinon b'may sushini, or mezal zel may sushini. Ha'amar chizkiah may sushini shein bo shavar pruta. If one wants it, you know, mechalel may sushini, it's not worth a shavar pruta. Ha'amar hu v'chomsha, and as he says, it with its chomesh mechula amos harishonos is deconjugate onto the earlier money. Like money that he used earlier for taking off other parts of my sheshen, lefishi ef shalola adam, let samtsim mo'osav, because it's impossible for a person to be particular, like exact with the, you know, deconsecrating the money, and therefore you can assume that there's a little bit left in the previous used money. So what does that tell you? That apparently when you're deconsecrating one is used coins valued at more than the Meiser Sheni, not something which is worth less than Meiser Sheni. How's that going to work now? Says Gemara, my biyafa, what does Chizkiah mean when he says that one who deconsecrates with coins that are no good treats like it's a good coin? It means betoris yafa. It means that its value has to be calculated according to its good worth. The trei zile lomazazlina bay. The Mishnah never meant that the not good coin can be used for deconsecrated like face value, because we don't treat Meiser Sheni lightly twice. We don't treat it lightly in two times. How is that two times? Like the first time by recognizing this no good coin is a good one in order to redeem the stuff, and then again by allowing the not good coin to redeem a full seller worth of Meiser Sheni stuff. So the Mishnah says that redeem the Meiser Sheni, a not good coin can be used. It means it's treated like a coin, which is enough to be able to redeem, and not like just a piece of metal, which is not good enough to be able to do it. The Mishnah doesn't mean that to go even more makel, that you can raise the value of what it's at. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.